great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
There are so many good restaurants, but don't you want great? Spiro's in Chesterfield is better than good, and it's all in the dining experience. Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the menu and portions are designed for a communal dining experience. The restaurant is beautiful and makes you feel like you're sitting right on the Mediterranean. So sample some classic dishes with friends. Go online and check out the Chesterfield menu. The hardest part is trying to figure out what to order, since there are so many great dishes. Spiro's only uses grade A prime New York strips and the best filet mignon that melts in your mouth. Or maybe you fancy fresh fish flown in just for you. Regardless, Spiro's has it. Add in a full-service bar, massive wine list, and their famous salad, and you have a dining experience you can't pass up. Of course that sounds great. They cater any size get-together, or they can host your private party. Check it all out at Spiro's-Restaurants.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest
the humor
land of all.
Of Dan Strauss. Dan, the way this works is I have a screen in front of me because Dan is over in a quarantine cubicle. So yeah. He will just put on my screen who's on hold on the phone. Dr. Doug's on the phone. So he writes here. Just the name of who we have on the phone. Johnny Lodoff. L-O-D-O-F-F. So I just typed Dan a quick note back, and I said, who's Johnny Lodoff? And he types back to me, that's how he spills his name.
I know his brother.
Dan, good one.
I know his brother, Taker.
Take a load off. Give Tim a rim shot. I think he wants a rim shot. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the man whose name is on the sign and spelled out clearly, Johnny Lodoff Chevrolet. Here is Johnny Lodoff. Hello, John.
You all really think that's funny?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Hey, let's get one of our sponsors who's been with us now going on 15 years, 14 plus. Let's make fun of his name, you know?
No, once again, you've completely misinterpreted what we're doing.
No, you do this all the time. Help you. I can interpret.
We're making fun of Dan. We're making fun of Dan. Dan is the target.
Yeah.
Not you. Dan.
Dan, what? You can make fun of Dan.
Chicken butt, 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease. Want a piece?
When you got 15 commercials going before my segment, you can make fun
of
Dan.
No, we didn't. No. That's the other station. No. We don't have 15 an hour. Contractually, we can only do 12. Thank goodness. You're thinking of the other place.
All right. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm in a good mood. The weather.
I love when you're in a good mood. You know, buddy?
Me too. And it only happens like 3 times a year. I love it too.
You're always in a good mood.
Yeah, so always what's going on? Tell us something we don't know. What's going on?
Well, how about that sweet lady we talked to yesterday, Teresa Norman? She said she's going to send you an email. She was here and, buying a vehicle from an AM and the BM. I think it's the second vehicle she bought, maybe even third. And she goes, everyone here is so nice.
She sent me a great email and went on and on about it. She said, you're always talking about it's a different experience, how nice. But she said it's absolutely true. And she's going down the whole line of everybody she dealt with and how nice they were. Yeah, so hello, Teresa, and enjoy that new vehicle. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, it really is. So all good here. We're busy the last few days of the month of April. Phenomenal deals, great deals. But just AM and the PM crowd, we just absolutely love them. I think they feel very, very comfortable coming in and then dealing with the Johnny Lodoff Chevrolet team and feeling that Lodoff love.
Well, get ready for some people who are in a really good mood because when they come in there, in addition to having heard within the last 24 hours a good joke and listening to something that's fun and not the kind of radio that causes people to lash out and hate each other and get mad at each other, in addition to all that, finally, real spring weather. And that puts everybody in a good mood. Next Tuesday, they say mid-80s. Perfect.
Yeah. We've got quite a few hours and days before we get to next Tuesday. Next Tuesday is May 1st. Unbelievable. We're going to blow through the first 4 months of this year like it's bam, like a little spaceship. But you got a lot of deals to put together, and it's all about having fun. You know, that's what we're missing in life right now is love. There's too much hate.
What a beautiful thing. Hang on. I'm going to write that down. That's what we're missing right now is love. John Landau, April 25th, 2018. Go ahead.
So now, Frank, I know you don't, you get weird with this, but when I say to you, I'm like, Frank, I love you. Like, as a man guy, that should not upset you. Like, I love you.
It doesn't upset me.
No. You know, Dan, I can say to Dan, because I've known Dan a long time. Dan, I love you, buddy.
Love you too, John.
Sorry, Tim and Limey, I just don't know you well enough. But, you know, hey, what the heck? I love you guys too, all right?
We love you too.
Can I tell you that if you knew Tim for 20 years, you probably still might not be able to say it?
Oh, man.
It's just unbelievable, the abuse I take.
Yes, it is.
It's a test, Tim. You're passing.
Don't you love when Tim laughs at, I mean, Frank, you laugh at your own jokes? I mean, that's a true sign. Someone's like, hey, that was funny. You start laughing out loud. That was pretty good. I like that when you giggle.
Hey, it worked for Red Skelton. Red Skelton did it, and worked okay for him.
Yeah, so
what else?
Huh?
Let me see. Well, you guys, what's going on? What can we tell them that's going on?
I don't know.
I
have something on Facebook that I don't really go for, and I don't know that any of us would go for this, but it says, my wife got stung by a bee on the forehead. She's at the ER now, her face all swollen and bruised. She almost died. Luckily, I was close enough to hit the bee with my shovel.
Now, see, that was nervous laughter.
I know.
For me. I don't think that's funny.
No.
See, I don't think that's funny. These wife jokes. I've never gone for these because I'm happily, happily married. Yeah, that's not funny.
No,
that was nervous
not at all.
Laughter. That's disgusting. Take that down.
I was just telling some people today. Matter of fact, Tim McKernan was here with Melissa Marr from the station, and
who?
We were talking to Tim McKernan.
Never. Melissa. Heard of him.
I thought he said McCrayon.
Yeah, I think it was Tim McCrayon.
Right. Can I finish before I jump through this phone? Reach you guys by the neck.
I know. I know Kim. I know Tim McSharpie Marker.
What?
He said McCrayon.
Well, hold on.
Yeah. About
good
time.
Night.
Nothing.
About the time.
My goodness,
Frank.
Dan, that was sad.
Yeah,
Frank,
it was.
About the time.
Go ahead.
Frank, when you were and your wife, you know, said, she asked me, when was it that my mother and father, this is years ago, when was it that my mother and father quit sleeping in the same bedroom together? And you look at her with this look of, like, utter disgust, like, why would you ask him that? You literally, y'all had just sat down, you were going to have some delicious appetizer by Mimi Landoff, and then we're going to go to dinner. And, I mean, I was laughing so hard, you're like, why would you ask him that? Why would you ask? She goes, well, because you're on that iPad all the time, and I can't sleep. You got an eye cover on. And then you start asking her about when she eats ice cream sometimes in bed, and that she's lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And then,
the sheets become a pup tent. It inflates.
You guys are literally in our house for 10 minutes, 12 minutes. We are laughing so hard. I mean, you're just the two of you.
Well, she asked that question because she wanted to know so that she could sort of determine when we will be in separate beds, which is her goal. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Which is her goal, I think. Because here's the thing about her. I do like to get the iPad when I'm in bed and look at YouTube stuff. I do. She cannot stand any light. I mean any light. A night light. The light, you know, like a USB charging thing. It's got a tiny little green light on it. She didn't want to see that. It's totally dark.
I'm the same. I've got to have complete pitch black darkness when I go to sleep. Yeah.
There's only one solution to that, Frank. Put her to sleep.
No, any light, and she will detect the slightest in the, if one of the blinds is crooked a little bit and the light's coming through. No. So she can't stand that screen from the iPad. And she's a sound sleeper, but man, she'll turn that off. I can't sleep. Turn that off. And then she'll finally be asleep. And I think, okay, now I can watch it. And it's minutes later. Turn that off. She wakes back up. The light through her eyelids wakes her up.
Put her to sleep.
My goodness.
I can sleep through anything. I can sleep with the lights on, with the TV on.
Yeah, yeah, me too. If I'm sleepy, I'm sleepy.
You slept through this show a couple times.
Yeah.
Yes, he has.
No, that's not true.
And what's sad is nobody noticed.
Pretty quick. Here's the deal. All right, grab your full undivided attention right now.
Right now, attention. Give me attention, everybody. Okay. Everybody. Attention. Okay, you got it. Go ahead. A big announcement.
We're open late tonight. Great deals all night long here at Johnny Londop Chevrolet. 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. 314. Didn't Lawrence Welk used to talk that way?
And a one and a two.
He put an thank you boys. Yeah. And the only reason I know who Lawrence Welk is, when you were a kid, you had to watch whatever your parents watched. And they watched Lawrence Welk, so you're watching Lawrence Welk. Or you don't watch TV, because there's one TV. Thank you, boys. Now the lovely time is in. Oh. At the piano with a beautiful tune from the 1950s. Boy, that guy made a ton of money doing that.
Yeah.
It was that was a boring show, though.
That was horrible.
Didn't they have all the
the Lennon sisters? Weren't they on there?
Yeah.
All the time, weren't they? Gee, I saw these four. We had one TV. That was it. I'm lucky that back then they had a TV.
My grandparents would come over to watch us, and they turned that on, and you were stuck. It's like, oh.
Hey, you remember one of his big sponsors was Dodge. Sorry, John, but it was Dodge. And they had a deal where...
Are they still in business?
I don't think so. They had a deal where you could win a new car for life. And our neighbors across the street when I was a kid won one of those deals. And they got a brand new car. And it was for as long as the dad lived. And he wasn't that old. And I mean, they had a new car. That's a pretty good deal. Hey, maybe. What about thinking about doing that? A new Johnny Londop Chevrolet. Every year, you turn it back in. It was like a lease thing, and then they'd give them another new one.
The number here is 314-837-1800.
I didn't think he'd go for that.
John Chevrolet. That's what we do. We almost give cars away at the prices here, Frank. And since it's been a couple of years since you purchased one here, I think that's a great lead-in for you to give some love back to your beloved sponsor, Johnny Londop Chevrolet, here. In the
Florida. I may sell White Lightning, the Corvette. If I do, you think you could sell it there? If you said, like, this was Frank's Corvette Z06, you think we could sell it?
You going to sell it? You going to trade it in?
I'm not sure yet. I can't get into the real reasons yet, but I may.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
It would be in your better interest, John, if you sold
Dan,
it there.
You ever had this situation when... Frank will sometimes call and go, hey, you got a minute?
Yeah.
You call a minute? And then we've never had a one-minute conversation. We've never had a five-minute conversation. Well, most of them, I'd say, average 15 to 20 minutes, which I'm okay with.
It's partly you. It's not all me. Not all me.
You got a minute? Yeah, I guess.
Well, here's a good example of how you do it, too. You gave the phone number 15 minutes ago. That's usually the end of the segment, and we're still going here. So why don't you give that number again?
No, I'm looking right now on my phone, and I'm at 1458. I'm at 15 minutes right now, and I was on here for 2 minutes before you guys finally came to me.
And you know how long the average commercial is supposed to last? 1 minute. You're 14 over.
No. My contract says 3 to 5 minutes.
It does?
I don't have a contract.
Hang on. Let me get that out. No, you don't.
Goodbye.
Yeah, no contract. See ya. All right, bye, John. There he goes. Bye. Johnny Londop. As he said, they're open late tonight. He never just says late or late. He says late. Oh, I just thought of a joke. Hang on. That reminded me of a joke. You guys know the Lucky joke? Just call me Lucky. And next time he sees the guy, call me Lucky. Lucky. Do you know that joke?
No, I remember the call me Chuck, but I don't remember... The call me Lucky joke.
Well, there's no call me Chuck.
Well, my name's Chuck. That's the one.
Yeah, but it's not call me Chuck. It's my name is Chuck, and then, yeah, that we told that joke since we've been here, but we haven't told Lucky Lucky. So I'm going to write down Lucky Lucky. There you go. If you would, please, give me that Dr. Doug music. I think we should be ready for him.
Should be, unless somebody forgot to call it.
I'm getting a feeling that maybe somebody forgot. We'll find out. It's time to check. No, there he is. Boom, right up on the screen, Dr. Doug. It's time to check in with Dr. Douglas Pernikoff. He is your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And last week, or the week before, we had a little voting session for people voting whether or not they wanted to keep it going. And overwhelmingly, people said, yes, please keep Dr. Doug, because most people have pets and they love their pets. And this is good free advice, and boom, the numbers are already coming in. So before he speaks, let me tell you two things. One, Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for lots of good reasons. And two, here are the phone numbers, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Would you please welcome Dr. Doug Pernikoff?
Please.
Doing great, Doctor. How are you?
Good. I am AM in the PM.
Oh, this is it. So we've decided you can make a little speech here before you take calls, and we already have it. This worked, by the way. My little lecture to listeners, kind of a slap on the wrist, saying, hey, if you don't call, we're going to move on to something else, and they're already calling. So what's your little speech before we take calls?
Yeah, real quickly, we've got it's beginning springtime. It's heartworm prevention. It becomes a topic. Your veterinarian's going to tell you what the options are. The heartworm prevention basically kills off any baby larvae that a mosquito bites the dog and injects the baby. Immature heartworm, and then over 6 to 7 months will mature into an adult, lies in the heart and causes heart disease, and can over time cause the death of your dog. So we don't want that. So talk to your veterinarian about all the different alternatives. Most of the products are either oral or topical. I think the oral products are a lot more effective, and most of them have combinations not only to treat the heartworm, but they also treat other intestinal worms like roundworms and hookworms. So I'm not going to specify any particular products, but get to your veterinarian, take advantage of this springtime need, and get on it, and you'll be happy.
To me, one of the most disgusting things in nature is the idea of worms inside of, especially a person, but even a dog. Worms in somebody.
Let me tell you, in Africa, of course, there are a lot of different worms that migrate through the body and underneath the skin, and one of my friends who was a National Geographic kind of biologist out in the forest said that around dusk and dawn, he could feel the baby heartworm organisms come to the surface, like in his veins, because they were evolutionarily waiting for the mosquito to come and bite it. So, but he could actually feel that.
Yep. Oh, no, that I can't eat. That's disgusting. That really is. No, it is. Yeah. And people don't get heartworms on like dog. That's a dog.
Well, they
thing,
can. They can get the similar organism, not in the United States, but in other less developed countries, they do have access to those kind of things. No, so it's always the mosquito. You know, that's what.
You ready to take a couple of calls?
I sure am.
All right, 314-821-0590. One line open. Take it. Or 855-282-TALK. Angie has been holding. Angie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Angie. How are you, honey?
Fine. I'm AM in the PM.
What you got?
I have a question about a three-month-old puppy we have. I wanted to ask about its eating habits. I think that my kids are feeding it too little, and they read on the internet in the back of the box, and it tells them that he's eating fine. But they give it like a third of a cup of food three times a day, and the puppy wolfs it down like it's a vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
And then it's searching around for the cat food or whatever spilt on the floor. It's like digging around looking for something else.
Right.
And I don't think they're feeding it enough. Do you? Is that right?
Well, it really depends. Each dog food has a label, kind of a charting on it, and it tells you what you want to be feeding based on the size of the dog and the breed. So mm-hmm. I don't know, is this a purebred and is it large?
No, it's a mutt. It's got border collie and
Okay.
A couple different things.
So, and your veterinarian will, on the examination, will be able to feel and look at the dog and tell you whether the weight is proportionate to the stature of the dog. I can't see it, obviously, on the dog here. But that would be the clearest way to know. Let your veterinarian be your guide, and since you have a puppy, you're going to be going back and forth there anyway.
Yeah, they're going pretty soon for another shot, but
I can't
see his ribs, and I'm like, oh my god, that's what you're going for.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends. And your vet may in fact say you need to increase the 3 times a day in this amount. And every animal is going to be a little different because their metabolism is a little different, right?
Do puppies normally wolf down food like that, like a vacuum cleaner?
Oh, yeah. Dogs are carnivores, and in the wild, and the wolf, and the coyote, and the fox, and all those.
And it doesn't mean they're starving because they wolf the food down.
That's the way they kind of evolved. So their idea is to eat a big chunk of food and then go rest and sleep it off, like lions. You see that all the time on the TV shows. Big carnivores. So that behavior is okay. It's just a question of whether the right amount is being given.
Okay. Well, good I'll luck. Stop nagging on them then.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Angie, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. All right. Dr. Doug, you want to talk to him? That opens the line as soon as she hung up. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Neil, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm AIM. All right, I'm AIM in the PM.
A lot of people are.
What is your question?
We have two golden retrievers that were 10 years old, brother and sister, and we lost the male in February.
Uh-huh.
He has nose cancer. And we stumbled on something on the Facebook, I think it was. It's like a 7-day seminar by a Ty Bennington, who I don't know if you had heard of that. He talks about different things. The dog foods have a lot of grain and stuff in them, and they should be eating meat. They're talking about vaccines rather than getting them vaccinated to get a blood test and see if they have the titers in them, I think. And
yes.
There's
different alternatives, and some vets are going to promote one over the other, but some people do come in and they say, I don't want to give a vaccine, I just want to get a titer and see if the historical vaccine...
What's a titer? What is that?
Okay, so when you get a shot, or when you get... your body builds up an immune memory, and that's the titer that you're trying to get. So when you or your kids get vaccinated, you want them to have titers against...
How do you spell titer? How do you spell
T-I-T-E-R.
That's titter.
No, that would be T-I-T-T-E-R. Titter. Titer would be T-I-T-E-R. Anyway, so that's one alternative. And you can do that. And actually, I think it costs more to do that. I think some people just don't want to inject their dogs with things. But I don't really see it as a problem. I've been doing it for 36 years. And we do have an occasional client that says, can I do a titer? And I say, sure. Not all virus or vaccines will demonstrate a decent titer, or they don't have the technology to do it. So you have to ask your vet. I believe you can get a rabies titer. In particular, is one that people like to do, but you're not going to probably get a Bordetella titer or something like that.
I've never heard that word, titer.
Oh, yeah.
You guys heard that before? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
I never have.
Wake anybody up here in the room?
Titer. No, I've never heard it.
Well, here's the deal. When a mother is nursing babies, whether it's a human or a dog, she's creating antibodies, or she's transferring antibodies to the baby, and that antibody level is measured as a titer. That's the term they use.
Woman breastfeeding, now that would be titer, wouldn't it?
That would be a titter titer.
Good one.
Frank, did you laugh at my comment?
I did. I wish I hadn't, but I did. I know, it's a first. Neil, does that help at all, I hope?
Yeah, we have several golden retrievers, and I know their life expectancy has dropped. It's gotten, 9 or 10 years, and that's it. And
yeah, that's kind of unusual. Yeah, Neil, I think that that could be a genetic line of, because we're seeing the goldens and the labs living up to be 12, 14, 16 years old. So it could just be the line of critters you got that are short-lived for whatever reason. I don't know.
Okay.
The other thing that she, when she gets asked, she'll drag her butt on the grass. Could you explain to Frank and I just what you have to do for that?
Yeah, so that's usually the anal glands, the two little glands that Frank loves. And they sit on either side of the anal opening, the rectum, and your vet can palpate in there and actually feel how thick, how full they are, and empty them out, squeeze them out. Some individuals have more problems than others. Mm. You can flush them out under a light sedation and put antibiotics in there if they're chronic. They can even be surgically removed, although that's a bigger procedure. And
what's in that gland? What is that? What is the stuff you're expressing?
So it's anal gland secretion, and the whole idea is that, you know, when the dog poops in the wild, that dry poop that comes down the passageway squeezes those glands out, and they mark their poop in their territory. But in captivity, in pet homes, we don't need that. And another
What is it in the gland that they're squeezing out? What is that?
I don't know what the material is chemically, but it stinks.
Yeah, where does it come from that it builds up?
Oh, it's secreted right there. The anal gland is actually producing. It's a productive structure, and it actually produces the material that's in there. It's just a yucky kind of thick or watery material, and it's like
I've heard enough.
Really, has a strong odor. But,
well, Neil, you asked, so you're the reason we had to mention the anal glands, so you asked the question.
I know,
so,
I thought you'd appreciate that. That's, you know.
Yeah, I really do.
That's one of my favorite things.
It is. Neil, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
So as a student, I squirted myself in the face with trying to express an anal gland.
Yuck.
And it was a beautiful woman that owned the animal, and I was just so embarrassed.
That would be like having a skunk squirt on your face with that skunk stick.
I think they're worse.
All right, Mike, I'm sure wants nothing to do with that topic. Let's see who he wants to talk about. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug, AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. Hello, Mike, how can I help you?
About 5-6 months ago, took my 153-pound St. Pyrenees in for his normal checkup, and got a little arthritis in his front left paw.
That's a big dog.
Yeah, see his anal glands. Anyway. Can I give him ibuprofen for the limping?
No, those are not good drugs. The acetaminophen is bad for the liver, and ibuprofen is bad for the kidneys. So you need to talk to your vet. And the other thing I should caution you is that if you didn't get an x-ray and you're just assuming it's arthritis, it could also, God forbid, be a bone cancer. And on big, giant breeds like that, they are more inclined to have that problem. And also, I wouldn't look first to the front right paw as a sign, as a location for a typical arthritis. It's usually in the elbows, shoulders, and knees, and not so much lower on the paw unless there was a trauma there historically. So if it was me, I'd get an x-ray and make sure that it's not something worse, and then talk to your vet about the millions of products that are available to help with pain. But if you just try and cover up the pain and there is something worse going on and you let it go, you're going to be unhappy later down the line when you find out there's a real problem there.
Gotcha. That sounds like another trip to the vet.
I think it's important.
Yes, I do too. Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Be good.
All right. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Let me take a quick look. I killed my screen accidentally here. Roman, as in numerals. Roman, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hey, Roman. How are you?
I'm quite AM and PM.
Well, that's the way to be.
Hey, man, I got to be. Greatest show in the world. I love it.
Are you a gladiator?
I'm a warrior.
Oh, okay. I better take him back. I don't want to get charged.
Hey, Roman. Roman, do you mind if I interject a little bit of what I think is pretty interesting information here before you speak? Can I do that?
Absolutely.
The guy who just called with the dog weighed 153 pounds. I just went on my thing, computer here, and I just pulled up. I asked the question, what's the largest known heaviest dog? Dr. Doug, what do you think the heaviest dog on record is? It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. How much do you think a dog weighed?
I'm going to say it was probably 275.
Check this out. A dog named Zorba, an English Mastiff, 343 Ooh. Pounds. A dog.
Like I said, 342.
Well, you were right. Roma, thank you for letting me do that. What's your question for Dr. Doug?
Well, I've got a question about kitty cats. Got a couple over here, five actually.
Okay.
And what age are they able? What is the best age to separate them, you know, if somebody wants one?
You know, usually we try and let the mom keep them for anywhere from 6 to 9 weeks. And the reason being, a lot of times if you remove them too early, they'll suck on their paw most of their adult life. And also you want to make sure they get all the protection they need from their mother's milk. But, you know, I usually say, now, cats can be precocious and you can get them weaned at 3 to 5 weeks, but most people are not going to suggest that. It's probably not as good for their development. Okay?
Okay. Because they're about 8.5 weeks old now.
Oh, they're ready to go. So, yeah, they're ready to go. Yeah, what you need to do is wean them. You need to wean them away from mom and start feeding them on their own. And another week or so, they should be on their own and ready to hit the road.
Well, I started feeding them at 2 weeks. But, yeah. I got another question if I have time. Sure. We seem to be running a cat ranch over here. And my solution is just to, I don't know, how do you
Well, you need to get them spayed and neutered, and then it doesn't matter how many cats you have around, they'll live out their life. But if you, it sounds like you're letting them breed, so I mean, if you want, if they're just roaming cats and you're just feeding them, then you can get somebody, many vets, us included, do discounting spays and neuters for those animals. And then if you're going to let them run free, a lot of times what we'll do is under anesthesia, just clip the tip of their ear so you know they've been done so you don't have to catch them up again. But that's the most logical suggestion. The other thing is you really don't want these feral cats running around because they can pick up diseases that they can spread to pet cats that it can be very life-threatening, like feline leukemia and FIV, which is like feline AIDS, we call it sometimes.
So, hey, Roman, have you ever watched the movie The Great Outdoors?
Yes.
With John Candy and Dan Aykroyd. Have you watched that movie?
Right. Yeah.
Because Dan Aykroyd's character's name is Roman. It's a great movie. A great catch. Every time I hear that name, that's what I think of. I don't hear it that often. Roman, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening.
Good luck.
We appreciate you. All right. Thank you. And we'll close it out here. Before we get to Keith, who will be our last caller, I'm just sitting here kind of doodling around and looking. Since the guy with the big dog caused me to go look up the biggest dog ever, that was 353-pound dog. How about this? The heaviest snake on record.
Ooh,
okay. A green anaconda. Go ahead, doctor. Take a stab at it.
Those guys, was it right before feeding or right after?
Well, I don't know, but it was a green anaconda.
They can
green
be
anaconda.
They can be over 200 pounds, too.
No. How about this? 550 pounds. Whoa. A snake.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
17 feet long.
Whoa.
17. That's a telephone pole. What if you came up on that thing in Florida?
Yeah, they're nasty. The anacondas are water-based, and they have big teeth because they have to eat things like fish and turtles, and they have to hold on, so they're bigger teeth. And all snakes strangulate. I would love to find one. I love green anacondas. They're beautiful.
I'd rather walk up on a copperhead or rattlesnake any day than a 550-pound anaconda with teeth. You're done. You're not going to make it. Let's get Keith. Keith will be our last caller. Keith, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great.
I got a question. I told Dan it was about gerbils, but it's really not. It's about a hamster we got. And it's a goofy question. You've probably heard it 1,000 times. Why do they run on that wheel every darn night? It's like they're not going anywhere, and they run for hours, man. It's like they're chasing something full speed every night, and it's I know it's probably genetics.
No, they're not the only animals that do that. I mean, chinchillas do it too, and degus, all kinds of little animals like to do that. And I think it's really just an exercise thing more than anything else. They just get on there, and it's kind of like a meditation monotony, but it keeps them going.
So your lights stay on at night?
What?
Say what?
Your lights stay on late at night.
Yeah.
It's so different than parakeets, though. Parakeets will get in front of a mirror And they'll do the same thing for years. And they should, finally, you'd think they'd realize, hey, this is just a mirror. That's not another bird. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing.
Hey, how's your grandson's little lizard?
Oh, it's great. It's the gecko, Raymond, the gecko. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's still around, unfortunately. Yeah, he's fine. So did we help Keith out here at all, Keith?
I think so. I think it's a normal behavior, and it's something that they do, and, you know, it's activity. I mean, what else are they going to do? Hang around? They probably get bored. Yeah, I mean, because in the wild, they're going to be exploring all over the place, and we don't give them that opportunity in a cage.
Hamsters in the wild?
Yeah. Oh. Syrian hamsters are from Syria. So, anyway.
Right. Keith, anyway, thank you. Thanks for the question. And thanks for listening.
Oh.
Appreciate it, Keith. Hey, real quickly, I'll tell you something. It's like a cute little animal, but chipmunk. Can you have a chipmunk as a pet? Because it's kind of like a hamster or something.
Yeah, you could. They're very bitey. You'd have to get them really young to be tame, unless you found a captive breeder. But there is a critter you might look up called a degu. D-E-G-U. And they're like a big hamster, but they're really neat, and they have a very neat social order, and they live in big groups. But they're great pets. So it's called a degu.
Well, we had a full load of callers, full screen, and it went well. And if you want, we'll do it again next Tuesday. What do you think?
I would love to.
Right,
oh, next Wednesday or next Tuesday?
I'm sorry, next Wednesday. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Dr. Doug is sponsored by Window World, the number one selling replacement window. Wow, listen to that audience. They love Dr. Doug, number one selling replacement window in the United States. And if you want to know more, you can go to windowworldst.louis.com. All right, we have a little time here. Bill Clevelin will be with us in just mere moments. But I have the great pleasure of talking to you about an advertiser. I should know how long advertisers have been on with us. I really should. I'm lazy. It's my own. I don't know why I don't, but I can take a guess that First Community Credit Union has been with us for, I'm going to say 7 years. I think I'm pretty close there. 7 or 8 years. And it's that one door closes, another one opens thing. Behind every cloud, there's a silver lining. We lost some business, and it was not devastating. I don't think there's really anything that can happen at this point in my career that would be devastating. But it was a surprise, because we'd had a bank on for, I think it was 9 years. And things were going great, because the relationship, it's all about relationships. It's always about relationships. And my relationship was with the president of that bank. And when he decided to step down and retire and go into another business that had to do with finances, and he was really, really good and a great guy to work with, they took on another president who I had no relationship with. In fact, my relationship with him ended the minute it began, as did everyone else's. He's one of those guys who came in and just changed everything. Whatever was in play, boom, not going to happen from now on. It's going to be my way. He lasted 1 year. And he was kicked out. But long before that happened, as soon as we were kicked to the curb, I wish I could remember the details of how it happened. I don't know. I don't know how I was contacted by Glenn Barks, the president of First Community Credit Union. I'm assuming, like many of the advertisers, it was an email stating, hey, I'd love to talk to you about you speaking for First Community, and I am so glad that he did that, because now, many years later, we have a great relationship with First Community Credit Union, and they took a run at the yard sale. Let's just see how this goes. We'll sponsor a quarter, 3 months, and it went well, and they sponsored another quarter, and that went well, and another quarter, and here's how they know that it's going well, and the only way they know, because they don't keep track of... There's no way to keep track of who's listening to the yard sale, except when people go into First Community and say, thank you so much for the yard sale. Because they've sponsored it now for years. It was supposed to be a quarter, four sponsors a year, one each quarter. For years now, it's just been First Community, the only sponsor. So, and when you listen to the yard sale, you'll appreciate what they've done for you. Because they've allowed you to have a show that's entertaining, that's lucrative in a sense for the people who sell things and make money. And it's just, it's enjoyable to listen to what other people have to sell, because every once in a while something comes along. You didn't even know anybody had anything like that or that there were still any around, and it's something you've wanted for a while, and you call that number, and the next thing you know, it's yours at a very reasonable price. That's the yard sale. And once you start listing, it'll become a habit, because it's an entertaining show as well as a show that actually has a purpose and helps people get rid of things that to them are now clutter, put some cash in their pockets, and put that thing in somebody else's hand. It's every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock, a show so good it takes two people to host it, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. And Scott, of course, will be with us tomorrow on the 4 o'clock hour. First Community Credit Union, more than just sponsors of the yard sale, a great place to bank. Over 40 locations. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I'm not sure what it takes to convince people to change where they do their banking. I don't know what the magic words would be, but I'm just going to ask you to do this. Think about it, because it's easy to do. Close your accounts, reopen them all at First Community Credit Union. Then you're one of us. You're a member, and I think you're going to be very glad you are, because it is a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Accident northbound 170 south of Scudder. Traffic jams at St. Charles Rock Road. Accident westbound 270 at Lindbergh. You've got delays westbound 64 Vandeventer to Big Bend, and then pockets from McKnight to Ballas. Westbound 44 backing up Kings Highway, and solid northbound 255 at Route 3 Depot. From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you, Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you, or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
People have come to know Dent Nation as the premier place to take their vehicles for hail damage and paintless dent repair. But did you know they are the best at full collision work? Insurance approved, Dent Nation can get your vehicle back to you fast and back to new. Dent Nation services all models from domestic to Porsche, Audi, BMW, Land Rover, and Mercedes. They mean all makes and all models. Located at 9840 Manchester Road, they now have emergency towing service available. Call Dent Nation today.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
I should be very happy about this. We have a little extra time for him today. Kind of had him a little short the last couple of days. He's Bill Clevelin. He travels. And somehow he's managed to get people to give him lodging and food while he sort of takes many vacations. It's brilliant.
Heck yeah.
He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Folks, be thinking about this May 19th Window World Trivia Night. I need some money. I need some checks made out to Window World Cares. We'll talk about that later. For now, let's get this guy in here and off the road. Bill Clevelin, everybody.
Hey, thank you so much. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. Mentioned yesterday about Milwaukee. Got a story up at BillOnTheRoad.com. If you're headed there this summer, you're taking a road trip, want to check that out. Got some interesting, or as I call them, quirky things that you might want to check out. But before I finish that article, I want to mention something. And I've talked about this app before, and I really haven't used it much, but there's an app called Field Trip. It's a free download, won't cost you anything. And it's run by GPS, like most apps are, and you click on it, and it will give you interesting information, a lot of times photographs of place where you are. Any place where you are. So, for example, just a minute ago, and I've never done this in the studio, I opened the app just a moment ago, and it tells me that right here where the radio station is located, at Manchester, and now we're on Woodbine, correct?
Woodlawn.
Woodlawn. Woodlawn.
Okay, so this is right.
Idiot!
So Manchester and Woodlawn, right here, apparently right here in the 1950s, there was a thing called Hollywood Mini Golf, and that was a hip swinging thing in Kirkwood.
And so it tells you everything that's been at this location?
Yeah, historical information, and people are able to submit it, and they share pictures. So, for example, this little story about, and it's not a long deal, but it's Hollywood Mini Golf, 1950s, and folks from apparently the Kirkwood Historical Society have submitted information. So you see pictures that they, black and white pictures from this miniature golf plate. And there's like probably seven or eight things just right from this location right here where we are at 590 The Fan. So check it out if you have it. It's a free download. Doesn't cost you anything. And just click on it and find out what was in your area, or take it with you when you take road trips, because you might be surprised at some of the things that had occurred.
Now this is going to sound, I don't know how it's going to sound. I don't care about that.
Now that surprises me.
No, I don't.
That
I don't
really
care.
Surprises me.
No, hold on. If I'm somewhere, and I'm standing somewhere, and I go, hey, I wonder what was here in 1940. I don't care. Hold on, I don't care if there was a mini golf.
Okay, maybe I didn't explain it exactly correct. It's not just in this particular area, like what used to be here, but information about what, you know what, forget
Bill,
it.
Bill,
it doesn't
Bill.
Matter.
No, no, don't. I want to know. No.
You're dealing with
hang on.
You're dealing with the rudest human being that's ever been on talk radio.
No, you're dealing with the most. You're dealing with the most brutally honest human being. I don't. If what you say that app is you go, hey, well, I'm at the corner of Woodlawn and Manchester, and wonder where I am, and it goes, well, where you are used to be in the 1950s, a golf course. Well, who cares? I don't care. What else does it do? Am I missing something?
Can you imagine Frank on a tour guide of St. Louis?
My bad.
And back in the day, this block here used to be a hospital. Who cares? What is it now?
Now, that's different because you're with a tour group, and that's why they're there. They want to know the history of it. I can't imagine too many places where I'd want to go to an app and find out what used to be.
Oh, I want to see Frank be a judge on, like, The View or one of those shows. It's like, just look, the kid gets done with his talent show, and Frank's like, that was terrible. Yeah. You need to find something else to do, kid. That's
I'm
awful.
That guy.
All right.
I saved
that
people
was terrible.
A lot of aggravation.
Your parents are awful.
So let me give you a few suggestions that Frank will not do in Milwaukee for anybody who's headed up there. You can see the very first Harley Davidson motorcycle. It's known as...
I'm in for that. I'm in for that. And I might add, Harley Davidson is having a really tough time. I just saw this morning their quarterly statement of financials. They're still taking a dive. They're down 12%. Sales of Harley Davidson.
Well, younger people can't afford them, and they're not.
It's the same young people that don't care about a driver's license at 16. It's a different world. And when you mention Harley, you bet I'd like to go see that. That Milwaukee plant.
There's a place called the Safe House in Milwaukee. There's also one in Chicago, and it's pretty cool. It's all spy-themed, and there's not even, like, a front door to the place. Well, there is a front door, but you don't know where it is. It's actually in an alley, and so you walk into this thing. There's no signage or anything like that. You walk in, and you have to know a password to get into the place. And so if you don't know the password, then the people there, they make you do something, you know, whatever, some trick or whatever it is. And then a door kind of magically opens up behind you. And then all of a sudden you are in this spy themed bar, and there are magicians doing things. And we went there on this trip where I was.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, that sounds good.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, and a great place to go with a group if you want to check that out. It's called the Safe House. So I don't know if you know the show Happy Days was based in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things to do, this is something I guarantee Frank would not do, a tourist would do, pose with the Henry Winkler statue. It's the Fonz.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Fun Facebook profile photo of you and the Fonz.
It's one thing if you're standing next to Henry Winkler, the real one. You ran into him, you tell your friends, hey, look, I ran into Henry Winkler. But, hey, look, I'm standing next to a statue.
How many statues have you stood next to, Bill, in
Me?
Your life? Yeah,
bunches.
Dozens,
I should,
hundreds.
Yeah. At least seven.
Yeah.
I've stood at least seven statues.
I'll try to come up with that number for you tomorrow.
Hey, real quickly, what's the deal with, I forgot, the horses, if there's a statue of a horse, if the legs front legs are up in the air. It's something like
it's peeing.
No.
It's mating.
Some significance.
It's doing the hi-ho Silva.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. If the horse has like one leg, the front leg up, he died in battle or he didn't
in battle.
Die.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
that's
something
right.
like that.
All right, real quick, and then the last thing is the longest bar in Wisconsin is in Milwaukee. There are 40 seats at the bar. That is the longest bar in Wisconsin. So go and have a drink, like I'm gonna do right now.
What's the name of that app, real quick?
It is called Field Trip.
10 okay. seconds.
Okay. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Well, he sure took that direction. Well, thank you, Bill.